Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And good evening, everyone, and welcome back to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I want to once again thank those joining us here on the radio side of our program that's listening in through 92.3 FM. We also welcome our good friends joining us online worldwide through blogtalkradio.com, as well as those joining us on the East Coast worldwide through dcnowradio.com. We're glad to have all of you with us. Author and minister Sean Heineman is making his first appearance here on Conversations Live to talk to us not only about his ministry, but what he's been able to do to help individuals not only to bring forth their best selves, but also he has a brand new book, Wisdom, Preventing Problems Before They Happen. We're going to talk to him about what led him to write the book, how his ministry Never Again is helping people to have a new lease on life, and what he hopes you're able to take away from this conversation. Sean, welcome to Conversations Live.
Hello, how you doing?
Doing really well, man. Well, first of all, congratulations to you not only on the new book, Wisdom, but, of course, on what you've been able to do through the ministry. You know, I think I was listening to a conversation that you had just a couple of days ago. I was listening in, and you were talking about not only, you know, how you've been able to find your own purpose, Sean, but also to be able to share that with other people as well. I want to go back and talk about when the seed was planted for you, because I think, you know, when people look at the ministry you've been able to do with your wife, they look at the books you've been able to write. All of this had a beginning. When did you realize that God had a larger purpose for you and for your life?
I'll never forget. In 2002, in the year 2000, I gave my life to Christ. I became a Christian, and I would always hear my pastor preach on marriage and relationships. He was a big marriage and relationships kind of guy. And I can never forget how learning about the family, learning about God's love and who we are in him, how it impacted my life. And it was like I caught fire, because I was like, wow, I really like this. Already was a fan of learning more about relationships, but once I started to really grasp the word and knowing who I was and seeing how much God loved us, and it just created a fire in me to want to do marriage and relationships. And from there, it just went forward. My wife, she always had a heart for, you know, single parents and marriages too. And God just perfectly put us together. We both had the same calling on our lives, and it was picture perfect.
Right, right. Well, you know, Sean, what I thought was so interesting, the reason why we're glad that you were able to come on, and that is because, you know, we are living in times when, you know, even when you try to do everything that's right, there are going to be challenges that you face, regardless of whether you're a Christian or not. Christians especially, though, come under attack because we realize that we do not belong to ourselves. So we have something larger than ourselves to answer to. When you look at the work you've been able to do as a counselor, helping other people to try to coach them through their own problems, how have you been able to use the gift God has given you to do that and then be able to use that in your own marriage as well?
Mm-hmm. Well, I know once I really started to get into doing the marriage and relationships and doing the counseling piece, I always have a conviction about myself that I have to live this thing out, because I know growing up as a kid, you would always get people to tell you to go to church and do right and stuff like that, but you never seen the example.
Right.
Or you rarely seen the example. And once I became Christian, I realized that I didn't want to just talk about this stuff. I wanted to actually live it. And I think that's one of the reasons why God is really blessing our ministry, because to walk in integrity and to let people know I just don't talk about this stuff, but I actually live it.
Right. Yeah, and I think that is what I like the way you said that we, you know, we don't always have the example. And I think for people to be able to see an example of what's possible, especially young men, for them to see, you know, how they're supposed to treat women, how they're supposed to act in the marriage, and also how they can be the best of themselves, and that people want that from them, I think that does, in a sense, inspire them as well in their own journey. For those that are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. We're speaking to Sean Heineman. He's an author and also a marriage coach that is talking to us not only about his own journey. He was telling us about his own journey as a Christian, but also his ministry as well. It's called Never Again Ministries. Talk to us about the name, Sean, and how it came about.
Never Again Ministries. The name came about because I always thought about when my wife and I, we would counsel people, and you would get people to a breaking point where they had to make a decision if they wanted to continue with their marriage or they didn't want to go any further with their marriage. And when they got to that breaking point that they wanted to go with their marriage, they would always say, never again. People would get to a point where they would say, never again. And that's when you knew that they were serious, that some serious changes had to take place. And we will continually hear that. And when you hear someone say, never again, it's like, I'm tired of this. I really want change. Right. And the more it echoed, that was how I came up with the name, because I always want people to understand that when things get tough, never again. Make that decision that you're not going back to the life that you were living and that you're going to continue to press forward.
And I think, too, you know, going back to what you said, Sean, about the example, when people see an example of what is possible, because people can hear it all day. I mean, we all know what we're supposed to do. We know how we're supposed to handle situations. But when we have a real-life example that we can kind of turn to, you know, as a model and say, okay, you know what, if X was able to get through this, you know, I can do it too. Or, you know, how were they able to deal with the situation and how can I do it? Because, you know, I think it is human nature in a lot of situations to run, which is why I think that divorce rates are so high. When there's problems, people just, you know, run for the exits. But, you know, as you said, you know, it really takes a mindset, being able to make a decision how you're going to live and what the relationship means for you as well. So, you know, I think this is a great segue into the new book, Wisdom, Preventing Problems Before They Happen. I think very intriguing cover for this book, Sean. You know, when you look at what you've done previous to this book, how is this book special for you?
This book is special for me. I really feel a really big growth. I think with the last three books, they were something that I just wanted to get out of me. It was locked up in me for years, and I felt like I had to get it out. But with this book, I think I'm really starting to focus on the reader and cutting back on problems, because there's so many. You think about, I took a scenario out of the book, how we will watch shows like America's Dumbest Criminals or something like that, and you will see something that they're about to do, and you thinking in your head, now I know he knows he's about to get caught. I mean, we can play this scenario out, and we thinking, how stupid is he? He didn't see that coming? But we don't think about that in our own lives. Sometimes, you know, I just use a small scenario and say, I wonder if God look at us and say, he didn't see that coming?
Mm-hmm.
You know, with what he was doing, or, you know, you get guys who cheat on their wives and stuff like that, and I'm thinking, you don't know the consequences, you don't know what's going to happen. Before you decide to make that choice, why don't you think first?
Right.
I think we kind of live in a mindless society now where we just do things mindlessly, even if it's not any good for us. We just don't think a lot of times, and that's what I'm doing with the book. I want people to stop and think first before you make this decision.
Right, right. And so let's talk about the gift that you've been given, and the gift in particular to be able to make things plain enough, Sean, where people are able to not only digest it but really receive it. They're able to see how they can make practical application. What has it been like for you to know that of all the people that God could have used to be able to bring forth his word, to be able to help his people, what has it been like for you to know that he chose to use you for a reason?
Hmm. I just stay humble. I mean, it's definitely an honor. I think about that all the time. Wow, God, you used me, somebody like me. And I just, it humbles me. It keeps me humble. It helps me to even want to try harder and do better because he's entrusted me with influence. And I've known people who've had influence and they wrecked it, they messed it up, and, you know, it's a long road to recovery. And I don't ever want to be that. I always wanted to live a life that was pleasing to him. So I just try to always have good stewardship with the gifts and the talents that he entrusted me with.
So what is it that, what would you say, Sean, that keeps you inspired? Because, you know, the work that you're doing, you're giving a lot of yourself. You know, of course, you know, being an artist, having a ministry, all of those things, you're constantly giving. What is it that keeps you refreshed and keeps you moving forward, even when, you know, there's so much that's asking for your time?
Mm-hmm. I think it's my heart for people. My wife and I, we have such a heart for people. When you go on these social networking sites or you go to a conference or anything of that nature, there's a lot of people that's living without hope, and you want to give them what you have. So when people that's hurting, and so, you know, you get people who tell their life on these social networks, and you get these calls and text messages, and you think, wow, I was once there.
Mm-hmm.
So how selfish would that be for me not to share the gospel with someone when someone took the time to share it with me?
Yeah. You know, one thing I think, you know, as a man, what you're able to do is to reach young men, especially, Sean, and show them, you know, what it really means to be a man. I think one thing that entertainment has unfortunately done is really kind of misconstrued what that means. You know, so many times we think it's, you know, we're shown that it's how many kids you have, how many women you're able to pull, you know, how bad you're able to seem. You know, when you look at especially that position that you're in, that you're able to really elevate the thinking of young men, can you talk about that, why that's important for you, especially, you know, looking at the state that the world is in today?
Yes. And that's something I've learned with men. If you get the men in order, everything else falls in place. And you know, you have too many people that's trying to just cater to women, but it's the men that need – women have everything. They have all the groups. They have all the, you know, girlfriends, and they can talk to people. But what about the men who want to express their feelings?
Right.
So I know that God has called men to step up, like you say, considering today's society and the way men are viewed. But once you get a man on fire, he can change the world, not only his family, you know, but he can change. He's an atmosphere changer, and I think a lot of men don't know who they are, and that's why it's so important that we teach these young men who they are before they make all these mistakes, before they prevent some, you know, they can prevent some problems.
Exactly. I think that's a really good point. Again, everyone, Sean Heineman is our guest. He is an author and also a marriage coach, but so much more than that. He's also has Never Again Ministries with his wife. We're here discussing not only his journey and his path and him being able to walk in his purpose, but he has a new book out as well, Wisdom, Preventing Problems Before They Happen. We were talking a little bit about that. And Sean, as I'm just looking at the message board here on Conversations Live Radio, you know, I think one thing that people will be able to take away from this conversation is that a mistake is not the end all. And so many times, you know, that's something that's so hard for us to even accept, when someone hurts us or when we disappoint someone, or even especially disappoint ourselves and we believe we've disappointed God, that a lot of times, you know, the enemy will want us to think that, you know, that makes you unworthy. How are you able to use Never Again, as well as a book like Wisdom, to help people see that, you know, that you can use, as long as you're here, you can use this as a learning experience to be able to not only become better, but also to help others also?
I think it's the transparency that I use in the books. The transparency is very important, because I let people see my failures. I let people see my mistakes. Am I perfect? Far from it. But I use my experiences, even to the degree that it might shock some people, some of the things that I've been through. I don't look like what I've been through. So it's when people see that, they feel like they can relate to me.
Yeah.
and they're able to see here you are still here doing what God called you to do despite your circumstances, because people only see you for who you are right now, not right. what you've been through. So when people see that, they feel like an attachment. And that's one of the reasons I think the books do well, is because of the transparency and letting people see my failures as a man as well.
Yeah. And then that's the thing. I mean, I think so many times we expect to live up to perfection when we're not. That is something that is not in us to do. It was interesting. We started off today with Breakfast with Books, and our guest today was talking about how that's one of the ways that we're able to continue to improve, is because that's one thing all of us, rich, poor, black or white, young or old, all have in common, is that we're living in this world imperfect. I mean, it's being able to deal with that and to be the best of ourselves, even with that. That is really what our calling is. You mentioned, Sean, of course, and I hadn't thought too much about this before you said it, but then it brought to my mind how even today, you know, we were able to connect on the social sites. Let's talk about how Facebook and Twitter, how you've been able to use that medium to expand the ministry. And also provide those tools as motivational elements for you to be able to help people to not only know about what you're doing, like being able to discuss the book Wisdom, but also to be able to reach them where they are at that particular time.
Mm-hmm. I think, you know, like the Bible talk about how we'd be able to do greater works. I think even those media tools, in a degree, are greater works. You know, you figure back in the day, back in Bible day, they didn't have all this stuff. And
right.
here we are able to impact people in Johannesburg, South Africa, and London just through the click of a mouse. I mean, I had people listen to our show that was in Africa, and you're able to impact people. You're able to spread the gospel through social networking. And I'm thinking, how cool is that?
Right.
So to be able to reach people that quick through media and things of that nature is definitely a blessing from God. The only thing is, social media can be a double-edged sword. You know, just like anything, you can use it for good or bad.
Right.
And I like to be able to use it for God's kingdom.
Exactly. Exactly. Again, setting that example for other people, too, of what, you know, how we can elevate ourselves a little bit, even, you know, behind a computer screen. I totally agree with that. So, Sean, as people are listening to this conversation and we're talking about wisdom and also what you've been able to do in your life, the ministry you've been able to have, and the impact you've been able to have outside of yourself, I think that's an important part, that it's not just about Sean Heineman. There's something larger than you. What do you hope then people will take away from the book, where they can kind of look at themselves and their decisions a little bit differently?
I think the biggest thing is, like I said, the whole process of the thought process of thinking. That's my biggest thing, is for people to take the time to think. Because when you now let's you know, keep it real. I mean, hey, you got people. We make mistakes every day,
right.
But for the most part, if we can cut back, our lives can change significantly. So I always take the time to teach people, even for singles. I tell singles, hey, you know, you want to have sex out of marriage and you know it's not right, it's not God's will for you, think about what's the possibility that can happen to you. Because, unfortunately, some people don't take that time to think. A lot of times we run off our emotions as opposed to thinking about consequences.
Right.
So if we're thinking more of, if we live emotionally, as opposed to being led by the Spirit, we'll always be in trouble.
Exactly. Exactly. Really good point. Again, Sean Heineman, everyone, I think a guy who's really living up to his calling, and I think being able to help other people to understand that you know, it's not just something for him, that all of us have a calling to be able to answer. It's all about us making that decision to answer the call and then living up to that call. His new book is Wisdom, Preventing Problems Before They Happen. He's also very active in Never Again Ministries. Sean, let our listeners know how they can find out more information about you and also how they can get their copy of the book.
Yes, my website is www.neveragainministries.com, all one word, neveragainministries.com. We have so much going on. You can purchase the book from there. We have blogs, all kind of goodies on there. We even have doing online streaming marriage and single sessions where you can talk to us live online. So we're excited about that, too.
Yeah. so they can go to the website. And then, of course, Sean is also, as I mentioned earlier, is on Facebook and Twitter. You can find him on Twitter at the number one DRLOVE is where you can find him there on Twitter, at the number one DRLOVE. Or you can go to our page. We actually tagged him in the post for this show. You can actually find him there as well. So make sure you follow him there to stay in contact with him, with his positive thoughts. So let's talk about our listeners here and what your hope is for them, Sean, because there are people out there who, you know, are in situations they feel as though no one understands them. They feel as though they're alone. They have been through things in their lives where they feel as though, you know, God may have abandoned them, that there's no hope for them. What would you say to our listeners about using today as an opportunity to hit that reset button and to be able to look at their relationship with God and the possibility of that relationship in a different way?
Mm-hmm. Well, the Bible talks about how his mercies are new every morning. And I tell people, if he woke you up this morning, you have another chance to get it right. So every morning, I mean, to think about that, you have another chance no matter what you've done. I tell people, I don't care if you just blew it, whatever you did. There's a process. But at the same time, he still woke you up this morning and get the necessary healing that you need, whether whatever you've been through, if you're having problems with your flesh, if your money's messed up, you know, get the proper help. And what I also learned, too, is godly mentors. Get around godly mentors. Learn how to submit yourself. Because a lot of times people, they like to live on their own, and we live in like the secret society where no one knows each other, and we don't want anyone in our business. But me personally, what I've learned is sharing some of my business with trusted people, that's going to help me, you know. Yeah. And help me to understand the grace of God, how mentors can help you, not judge you, but help you.
Right. Exactly. I think that's a great point, because there's enough judging there in the world, so we definitely want to be able to find people who are going to be there to help us and to motivate us, to push us forward, because otherwise, you know, we either find ourselves standing still or going backwards, and that's never good. So great advice, Sean. Again, Sean Heineman, everyone. Make sure you're finding him on his website, Never Again Ministries, but also on Facebook and Twitter as well. The new book is Wisdom, Preventing Problems Before They Happen. Sean, man, congratulations again, not only on the blessings but the success of the book, and we look forward to staying in contact with you.
Oh, thank you so much for the opportunity, Cyrus.
All right, no problem, man. Glad to do it. Now, if you missed any part of my conversation with Sean, don't worry. You can catch the entire podcast on our Blog Talk site here in about 5 minutes. All you have to do is go to www.conversationsliveradio.com. Also, if you're friends with me on Facebook or follow me on Twitter, the link's available already on both of those bases. The great thing about Blog Talk has a great button there to download it, or you can share it with your friends on the social media sites. It's now time, as we end, to go to our musical segment for the day. It's by request here at 92.3 FM. Here's Israel Houlton featuring James Fortune with It's Not Over. We'll be back tomorrow with more Conversations Live. See you then.
Yeah, we want to speak life over you today. Every person listening, we want you to understand that no matter where you've been or where you might currently find yourself, it's not over. When God is in it, there is no limit. New breed.
It's not over. It's not finished. It's not ending.
It's only the beginning.
It's only the beginning. When God is in there,
all things are new.
All things are new.
All things are new. Brought some friends along to just encourage you a little further. James Fortune,
tell someone right now.
I know it's darkest.
Yes.
Just before dawn.
It's not easy right now.
Might be the hardest season you've experienced.
I've been there.
It hurts.
But it won't last.
Won't be too long.
Won't be too
because
long.
Because you are
closer than you think you are.
You may not see it yet. Come on, Israel.
Oh, look to the sky. Help is on the way.
It's not over.
It's not finished.
It's not the end. story's not over. This is only
the beginning.
He makes all the difference. He makes all things new. Yes. With God.